astonishment or revelation, just relentlessly and meaninglessly. No more rain showers in the desert, just mud and drizzle everywhere, occasionally illuminated by the flash of paparazzis. Creative excitement has gone elsewhere, to science and technology. New ways of seeing things, new understandings of the universe, continual new revelations about how life works, how we think, how we perceive, how we communicate. So this is my second point. Where, 30 years ago, we used to start up rock bands, we now start up startups and experiment with new ways of communicating with each other and playing with the information we exchange. And when one idea fails, there's another better one right behind it, and another, cascading out as fast as rock albums used to in the 60s. There's always a moment when you start to fall out of love, whether it's with a person, or an idea, or a cause, even if it's one you only narrate to yourself years after the event. A tiny thing, a wrong word, a false note, which means that things can never be quite the same again. For me, it was hearing a stand-up comedian make the following observation. These scientists say, they're so stupid. You know those black box flight recorders they put on aeroplanes? And you know they're meant to be indestructible? It's always the thing that doesn't get smashed. So why don't they make the planes out of the same stuff? The audience roared with laughter at how stupid scientists were. Couldn't think their way out of a paper bag, but I sat feeling uncomfortable. Was I just being pedantic to feel that the joke didn't really work, because flight recorders are made out of titanium, and that if you made planes out of titanium instead of aluminum, they'd be far too heavy to get off the ground in the first place? I began to pick away at the joke. Supposing Eric Morecambe had said it, would it be funny then? Well, not quite, because that would have relied on the audience seeing that Eric was being dumb. In other words, they would have had to know, as a matter of common knowledge, about the relative weights of titanium and aluminum. There was no way of deconstructing the joke. If you think this is obsessive behavior, you should try living with it. That didn't rely on the teller and the audience complacently conspiring together to jeer at someone who knew more than they did. It sent a chill down my spine and still does. I felt betrayed by comedy in the same way gangster rap now makes me feel betrayed by rock music. I also began to wonder how many of the jokes I was making were just, well, ignorant. My turn towards science came one day in about 1985 when I was walking through a forest in Madagascar. My companion on the walk was the zoologist Mark Carwardine, with whom I later collaborated on the book Last Chance to See, and I asked him, "So come on then, what's so special about the rainforest that we're supposed to care about it so much?" And he told me. It took about 2 minutes. He explained the difference between temperate forest and rainforest and how it came to be that the latter produced such bewildering diversity of life, but was at the same time so terribly fragile. I fell silent for a few moments.